This is a Gulf Stories moment made possible by StoryLab at the University of West Florida Innovation Institute.
Hello again, everybody, from the University of West Florida's Innovation Institute. I am Christian Garman with another Gulf Stories moment, and my guest today, Dr. Alexis Janicek, assistant professor from the Department of Biology. And today we're talking about the metabarcoding of fish communities in the Gulf of Mexico. Dr. Janicek, how are you?
Good, Christian. How are you?
I am just fine, thank you. And as I have told you in the past, when I have you on frequently, I'll read an intro and I think, well, we're starting from scratch here because I don't know what this means. Tell me what I mean when I say that we're talking about the metabarcoding of fish communities in the Gulf.
Yeah, what we mean is we're taking attendance. So we literally are going out there and seeing what fish are present. And we're doing that from a variety of different habitats, hard bottom, soft bottom, artificial reefs. And this is some work that I'm doing in collaboration with NOAA out of the Pascagoula office. And we are going to collect water samples, and from those water samples we'll isolate DNA, and then we'll take attendance and see what fish are present in that particular water sample from that habitat.
When you do something like that, do you go into it thinking, well, I know what fish they are, and it's going to be these? Or do you end up having your mind blown because you something there you never saw coming?
Both. There'll be the predictable players that are always there, or the ones that we expect to be there. And then there'll be other things that are rare, cryptic, hard to find, things that hide in the cracks and in the crevices of the rocks or the reef, which we probably know they're there, but we don't see them when we're out doing a visual survey or using traditional gear. So metabarcoding allows us to find things that are rare and cryptic or hard to find, or even invasive or endangered. And that's a great tool for us to be able to use this tool to look for those things, because often those species are overlooked.
A project like this, to what end? Like, what are you hoping to find? Where do you go with what you do find?
This is a survey, and it's a fisheries-based project. So it's basically to help us catalog and inventory where all these fish are and what type of habitats they're utilizing in the Gulf of Mexico. Surprisingly, we know very little about that. And most of that's gear-restricted in terms of where these fish are, how they're structured, what habitats they're utilizing. And that's important commercially and economically, and then also recreational for a lot of these fish that we eat, and just generally look at in terms of snorkeling and have fun with.
So the information is valuable for all sorts of reasons.
It is, and it also provides a baseline for us. So in the future, if things change, if there were to be another oil spill or something like that, or an environmental disaster, we have this baseline knowledge to know how things have changed and how things have shifted, and especially important in light of climate change and ocean acidification as well.
And I know this, for you, is a relatively new project.
It is.
Are you and your team starting this, or has this been done over time and you're just going to be the newest iteration and taking the newest version of attendance?
Well, there hasn't been metabarcoding in the Gulf of Mexico yet. This has been applied in other ecosystems. We've done this in coastal dune lakes on the Gulf Coast, which are these lakes that hide behind the dunes. We did some fish metabarcoding in those lakes as well. But this is really the first, to my knowledge, study in the Gulf of Mexico.
How long does something like this take?
It'll take us a few months to collect the water samples. We're doing that in April, and then we'll go out, get the water, come back, and do all the lab, recipes that we do to make our libraries, and then to get our DNA back. And then we'll have to analyze those results. And hopefully, we'll even find some new-to-science species along this. So hopefully, we'll find some new things.
Okay, so to me, it's like finding something new seems like an enormous big deal. Is it just another day at the office for you, or is it a huge deal?
It's not another day at the office. It is a big deal. I've been lucky enough in the research that I've done where I have found a few new things, but a new fish would be a big deal, so that would be pretty exciting.
May I ask a silly question?
Sure.
If you find something new, is it like discovering a star where we get to name it like the Alexis fish?
Well, we do get to name it, but it's not really good to or you can't really name anything after yourself, but you can name it after someone else or something else that is important to you. So,
yes. All right, so it wasn't the silly question.
No, it's not. But it would be a little pompous for me to try to name it after myself.
Dr. Alexis Janicek, thank you so much for the conversation on metabarcoding in the Gulf of Mexico. Very enlightening.
Thank you very much, Kristen.
For more Gulf stories, visit uwf.edu/gulfstories.